every colour. I am definitely the least colourful thing about this scene. I know my face is pale and washed out, without even having to look at my reflection in the shop windows. Even with my getting revenge on my ex-fiancé bright red dyed hair, which is supposed to be a symbol of how completely fine I am and how well I have already moved on, it's obvious that I'm fooling precisely no one, and I am abso-bloody-lutely knackered, and still, frankly, heartbroken. But it's the last day of term, and I'm off work for 3 whole weeks, and I am ready to tackle Christmas head-on. Mum and Dad are away, of course. They organise their once-in-a-lifetime New York break to coincide with my honeymoon, never imagining that their little girl would be embracing solitary spinsterhood this holiday. But that's okay, because I've got it all planned. And it isn't at all tragic. No, it isn't. There's still umpteen bottles of the bubbly that Dad bought in bulk for the wedding that never was, and I've mail-ordered one of those woolly blankets shaped like a mermaid's tail. Hey, don't judge me. The home shopping channels have been an enormous comfort, and I'm now the satisfied owner of an array of vegetable peeling and vacuum storage devices. And then there's all the end-of-term seashell truffles and chocolate oranges from the kids and their parents. A really decent haul this year. I can't help wondering if it's because they feel sorry for poor, jilted Miss Magnuson. Come Christmas Day, I'll be happily ensconced in my flat with the Strictly Come Dancing Christmas special on repeat. A drunken, woolly mermaid with record-breaking blood sugar levels. What? I'm not crying. You're crying. In another life, in the parallel universe where Cole didn't ditch me 1 week before our gorgeous, romantic summer wedding, my passport reads Mrs. Sylvie Magnuson Jordan, and we've spent the past 6 months engaging in bouts of blissful newlywed Olympic gold medal winning sex. And now Cole's got Christmas off work, and me and him are busy packing our matching his and hers suitcases with my tiny thong bikinis, his tighty-whitey speedos, and a mega-sized box of condoms, getting ready to fly off on our honeymoon to Mauritius. Round about now, I'd be having a spray tan and getting my eyelashes tinted, and Cole would be engaging in some serious manscaping on that hairy chest of his. Come on, Sylvie, get it together. What did you say at the school carol concert today? The parents loved it. Oh, yeah. These are the heady, chilly, joyful days of Advent, when the coming holiday is full of possibility and promise. And the old year has stored up its very best and brightest moments for the bleak midwinter, as it bids farewell in a fanfare of carols and charity, kindness and kisses. Yada, yada, yada. I must buy some gin on the way home. Bubbly won't be enough to get me through to New Year. Right, here we are, the travel agents. I push my way inside, making the bell over the door ring, to be met by the sight of a substantial queue and the panicked expression of the frazzled young guy behind the desk. He looks like he's thinking, shit, not another customer. He shouts to me, Madam, you'll be number 5 in the queue. And I take a seat beside a giant cardboard Mickey Mouse, who's failing to tempt me to spend my Christmas in the happiest place on earth. Hold on, did that travel agent just call me Madam? For crying out loud, I'm only 34. Do I really look careworn enough to have transitioned from a Miss to a Madam? I'm working hard on ignoring my own answers to this question when I hear a beeping sound coming from somewhere about my person. A text. I rummage in my coat pockets, trying to retrieve my phone and making crumpled tissues, ponytail bands and chapsticks tumble onto the floor by my feet. I scrabble to gather them up and tell myself I wasn't always this shambolic. This is all Cole's fault. You're not really doing it, are you? WTF happened to the Beyoncé protocol? It's a message from Nari, my best mate, and the co-creator of the, admittedly, very...